One Man Family, now brought to you transcribed every weekday night at this time by Tabson, the new improved antihistaminic tablet for the symptoms of colds and hay fever. Another fine, dependable product of Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Overheard between Paul and Claudia in Paul's studio at the top of the house.
What's the matter with Rex Rome, Paul? Is he actually out of his mind?
What did Dad tell you, Claudia?
He says Rex is so bitterly jealous of you and Christine that when she returns to San Francisco, anything might happen.
Well, trust Dad. He can always find a highly dramatic way to sum things up. But the truth is, Rex Rome is a pretty eccentric kid.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, I have some good news for you. I want to tell you about a very special offer on Tabsin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin, the new improved antihistaminic tablet for the misery of hay fever and summer cold symptoms. You can try Tabsin now for just 10 cents. That's what I said, 10 cents. If you suffer from hay fever or summer colds, or if you know someone who does, here is a wonderful opportunity to find out how Tabsin can help relieve the sniffles, the sneezes, the watery and itching eyes and nose. How it acts quickly to relieve the headache that so often accompanies hay fever and summer colds. Yes, right now you can have a regular 45-cent trial package of Tabsin for just 10 cents. Here's all you do. Just send 10 cents with your name and address to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana, for a regular 45-cent trial package of Tabsin from our regular stock. Now, let me give you that address again. For your regular 45-cent trial package of Tabsin, that's T-A-B-C-I-N, send 10 cents to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana. This offer is for a limited time only, so send for your liberal trial package of Tabsin today. Chapter 11, Book 76, The Book of Rexford Frome. It is 3:15 Monday afternoon in Seacliff, San Francisco, and Hazel Barber Murray, dropping in at the Barber family home, finds her father sitting glumly and alone on the terrace.
Hello, Father. Isn't that Paul's car in the garage?
Yes, I imagine.
A little early for him to be home from the airport, isn't it?
Don't ask me why he's here. I don't know. Nobody tells me anything.
Where is he?
Upstairs, I suppose, in his room, Hazel. Up at the top of the house.
What's the matter, Father?
I'm inquisitive, over-curious, and I poke my nose into other people's business.
For goodness sake, who said so?
Yes, who indeed?
Are you and Mother having a fuss?
Who?
Father.
What are you doing here? Or is that a presumptuous question?
Oh, I just dropped in. Chris came by this morning. Said Claudia drove down from the Sky Ranch.
Yes.
Well, where's he?
I presume from the odds and ends I was able to gather that she's gone to her own house to pick up some clothes that she needs. Oh, not that anybody actually tells me anything.
You're really kind of upset, aren't you?
I don't mean to pry into people's affairs, Hazel. Everybody in the family ought to know that. I'm interested, that's all.
Oh, come on, Father. What's all the trouble? Tell me.
Paul got a cablegram from Christine. Now, wouldn't you think that somebody would tell me what was in it?
Maybe they just forgot.
No. People are afraid to tell me any more than they have to because I thrust my nose into their affairs.
Did Mother say all that?
I find Paul's car in the garage at 3:00 in the afternoon on a Monday, home 2 whole hours early. My natural instinct would be to go upstairs and ask him why he's here. But no, that would be pride. I'm told in so many words to come out here on the terrace and sit down. Hazel, does my interest in your family bother you?
Not at all, Father.
Is he? I asked Betty a little while ago if my interest in her 6 little girls bothered her. She said no.
Of course not.
But I asked Clifford if my interest in his welfare bothered him. Oh.
What'd he say?
Didn't answer. Oh, no man sees himself as others see him. I know that. I read just the other day about Sigmund Freud in a store buying a suit. He went into the dressing room, but turned around and came right out. He said there's a shabby old professor in there.
Yes.
Saw himself in the mirror. Didn't know.
Oh, dear. You suppose that's true?
Well, it's enough to give you pause, isn't it? So all I can do is sit here and wait for a blow to fall. Here we are, waiting day after day for Christine to get here. Because she's the only one, apparently, who can control that brother of hers, that Rexford fool. And I can't find out what happened. Cablegram, people home early. I have to sit around in the dark.
Sometimes, Father, people are so absorbed in their own affairs, they don't realize you're so interested.
Yes.
I saw a car in Frome's driveway when I came by. I thought it was odd. He hasn't been using his car since he got back here to see Cliff.
Hey, what goes? I see Paul's home.
Well, we were just speculating about that, Cliff.
Is he upstairs? Christine was to get here today, you know.
What?
Yeah, he got a cablegram, so he's probably seen it.
Cliff, why didn't somebody tell me what was in that cablegram?
Oh, didn't we, Dad? I guess somebody just slipped up. I'll see you later.
There, you see, Father?
Somebody slipped up. They just don't care, that's all. They know I'm worried about Rexford Home and his vindictive attitude towards this family, his jealousy of Paul, his dislike of me. They don't care. Let the man worry. Let him stew.
Hello.
Hello, Mother. I made a nice big pitcher of lemonade, Henry. Here, Mother, let me help you with that tray. What's the matter with you, Henry? You aren't going to sulk about what I said, are you? Here, have a glass of lemonade. Where did Clifford go?
He went upstairs to see Paul. They're up there now, discussing the important things that they forget to tell their...
Hi,
didn't you, Paul?
Oh, hi, Cliff. Come in. Leave the door open,
huh?
Hot.
Yeah. Is everything all right?
Yeah, I'm waiting for a phone call. I understand Claudia's here. When did she arrive?
Oh, she drove down from Skylight this morning for some shopping. Well, tell me, fella, how's Christine?
Well, I haven't seen her, Cliff. Rex met her at the airport. She phoned me long distance last night. Thought it might be more diplomatic if Rex met her alone.
Uh-huh. Afraid brother Rex would blow his cork if he saw you two together, huh?
Well, there's no point in adding his attention. She said she'd call me here as soon as she could.
Well, how long has she been home?
Oh, about 3/4 hour, I guess.
Hmm. Well, you sure got a nice day for sweating it out.
Yeah, it's sizzling, isn't it?
This is kind of tough, fella.
Yeah?
Oh, have to wait for a phone call when she's only a couple of doors away and you haven't seen him so long?
Yeah, almost a year.
Anybody up here like a glass of lemonade?
Huh?
Claude. Well, my very own twin. Got the errands done? Come on in.
Mom sent us some wonderful lemonade.
Here, let me take that.
Oh, thank you. How are you, Paul?
Well, Claude.
Oh, it's nice to see you. I feel as if we've been away 6 months.
Oh, here, sit down. Bring us up to date. How's Joe?
Oh, better, I guess. But still moody and withdrawn.
What did she do with herself?
Oh, ride, swims a lot. She told me the other day that Joseph Creighton might be everything her grandfather said he was, you and all the rest of it. But if he ever changed his mind and sent for her, she'd go to him in a minute.
And she'll have college next fall, a lot of new entries. She'll come out of it by then.
Poor kid, I wanted to go up and see her, just haven't been able to.
I know. Dad started to tell me all about it this morning, but Mom stopped him. What's the matter with Rex Frome, Paul? Is he actually out of his mind?
Well, what did Dad tell you, Claudia?
He says Rex is so bitterly jealous of you and Christine that when she returns to San Francisco, anything might happen.
Well, that's a highly dramatic way to sum things up. Truth is, Rex is a pretty eccentric gent, but Christine's always been able to handle him. Matter of fact, I'm waiting for a phone call right now. She got in about an hour ago.
Really? Poor Dad. That's something else he doesn't know. I feel sorry for him sometimes. This morning he cross-questioned me about Nicky as if I were on the witness stand.
Oh.
Well, aren't either of you going to ask me how Nicky is?
You want us to?
We'll always find discretion at the top of the house, Claude.
Well, when people are happily married, and Nicky and I are happily married...
Sure.
Well, I think a good rousing tiff clears the air sometimes. So everything's all right now. We've been having fun. We miss you all. But it's been kind of nice in a way to be alone together. And I think between us, we've managed to help Joan a little.
Of course. Are you just staying overnight?
Oh, yes. I had some shopping to do and some clothes to get from the house. I'm going back in the morning. Anybody want to go with me?
Oh, excuse me. Hello? Hello? That's odd.
What's the matter?
Nobody on the line.
Oh, that happens all the time lately. They've been working in the wires or something.
Well, I'll go down and talk with the folks. I'd like to see Christine, if it's possible, Paul. Perhaps while she's here, you could drive up to Skyline Sunday.
Well, thanks, Claude, but I doubt if she plans to take Rex back to Europe, if she can manage it. I imagine they'll go as soon as they can.
I see. Well, Mom's just invited the whole family to come and have a picnic supper on the terrace tonight. So we'll all be together this evening. Yeah, you didn't think of any.
You tell Mom we said it was wonderful.
Yeah.
It's no lie, either.
Well, thank you, Claude. I'll see you later.
All right. Come on down when you can.
Okay.
Oh, these stairs get steeper every year.
You look pretty good.
Nice tan.
Hey, it's getting along, isn't it? Didn't Chris have called by now?
I think she just did.
Huh?
I'm sure that was Chris on the wire and she suddenly had to hang up.
Hey.
If I don't hear from her in the next few minutes, I'm going over there, Cliff. Hello. Oh, hello, Chris. Yes, I thought you called. I see. Yes, I figured that happened. Where's Rex now? How do you think he is, Chris? No, I won't attempt to come over, but when am I going to see you? Yes. Yes, I know. I understand. All right, Chris. Bye.
You going to see her?
She doesn't want to take chances right now. Oh, well, on any terms for any length of time, it's nice to have her back again.
Yeah. You still love that girl, don't you, though?
Back in a moment with further development. And now, here's a word of encouragement for you folks who are feeling miserable with hay fever. Tabson can help you get relief from your misery. That's right. Tabson acts to check the discomforts of hay fever and summer colds effectively and fast. You'll want to try this fine product, and you can for just 10 cents. That's right. If you'll send 10 cents and your name and address to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana, we'll send you a regular 45-cent trial package of Tabson from our regular stock. Now, this wonderful offer is for a limited time only, so you'll want to take advantage of it right away. All you do to get a regular 45-cent trial package of Tabson from our regular stock is send 10 cents with your name and address to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana. Take Tabson, T-A-B-C-I-N, for fast relief from the symptoms of hay fever and summer colds. Send for your trial package of Tabson today. All right, Paul.
Through the window in my studio on the third floor here in the family home, I can see the rambling old mansion that now is owned by Rexford Stroh. It's difficult to believe that Christine is there at last. I wonder where and when and under what circumstances I shall actually see her again. Well, that's how it is with the barbers today. Good night.
Friends, here's something to keep in mind this summer. For the discomfort and itching of sunburn and heat rash, use Bactine. That's B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine, a remarkable new product with amazing effectiveness. Bactine is a clear, colorless liquid with a fresh, clean odor. Does not stain the skin or clothing, has a soothing, cooling effect on sunburn and heat rash, helps take out the burn. Get it at once from your druggist. Keep it handy. And when sunburn or heat rash brings discomfort, bathe it with Bactine. B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine. 30 and 70 cents a bottle. One Man's Family is brought to you, transcribed each weekday night at this time, by Miles Laboratories, makers of Tabson. Tomorrow, Chapter 12, Book 76. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto. One Man's Family comes to you from California. See and hear the latest direct reports from the Korean War. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.